You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Right now I have on the line with me Sarah Miller as we talk about baby Morgan and biliary atresia. This is different for me, covering a subject that I have not heard about, and Sarah is going to share about baby Morgan and how you can help as a listener. Welcome to the show, Sarah Miller.
Hey, I actually just want to bring awareness to this because we had never heard of this before the day in the hospital that we got admitted. When he was born and everything, we noticed that he was jaundiced, which typically the yellow eyes and the yellow skin and everything, that typically goes away around 2 weeks or so. And we kept bringing him in, and we realized that about 2 months that that was not going away. And they brought us in and everything and started telling us the symptoms of it and everything. And the main thing that I really just want to get out there is I Googled symptoms. I done everything that they tell you not to do as a parent with Google and finding out what you need to do. Nothing popped up about biliary atresia. I never saw the word, the name. I never found anything to do with that condition until we got to the hospital. And that's really the main thing that I just want parents to know is it's the most basic symptoms of a newborn jaundice baby. And other than that, you have no idea. And doctors couldn't find it. And it took weeks and weeks to actually find out what was going on to find a fix. It's just heartbreaking because doctors really don't even know a whole lot about it yet.
So they're watching his bilirubin number. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because it has to do with the biliary?
Yes, it has to do with your biliary atresia and everything. It has to do with your bilirubin levels. For babies, typically they don't want that to go over a 10 when you leave the hospital. And his is currently at a 31.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
That's kind of what they're really looking for with this condition is when those levels spike up, if it's anything past the 10, that's incredibly dangerous.
How old is Morgan now?
He is right at 5.5 months.
What's his personality like?
Oh, he is the happiest little thing. He is grinning all the time, and he really, he's looking at me laughing right now. You might can even hear him. But he talks constantly, and it really hasn't affected him. I want to say that that's one of the things that makes it a little bit better, but it truly doesn't. But it does a tiny bit, that he is so happy.
That's amazing. So basically it's taking its toll on parents, but not the child at this point. What is life like for you having your baby in the hospital for this long?
Honestly, extremely difficult we have a 2-year-old as well. So we have been bouncing back and forth trying to play mom and dad here and be mom and dad at home. And it's really hard for her. And I know it's hard for him too, but 5 months and 2 years is a big difference.
Yes.
We are actually currently in the stage of waiting on his liver. So that's what we're hoping from this hospital stay this time, is that maybe we'll get an offer while we're in here.
When was he placed on the donor list?
He was placed the 18th of December.
Did they give you some idea of an average wait for families for a donor?
They typically don't. They said as fast as possible,
right.
Which is a very wide range of time, but they want it to be a perfect match for him because of him being so tiny, because he is kind of below average for his weight and everything. That's actually why we got admitted this time, is he's not really gaining his weight like he's supposed to. But he is, right now he is 4th on the list, so we're hoping that that moves up super, super quick. But last Thursday, we found out that he was 4th on the list and it had his first couple of offers.
That's great. Moving on up the list relatively quickly.
Yes. So hoping he hasn't moved from being on the 4th from this week, but we did have one more offer. It just wasn't quite the match that we needed. So they're trying to get the perfect age, perfect match, BMI, everything, because they want it to be with his size between ages of 20 and 40 and very specific blood levels and everything for him.
Let's talk a little bit about Avery, since you mentioned her as a sister having to be very patient as a little girl. Let's talk about her personality and mention her a little bit.
Bless her. She's the best big sister. She has been fabulous through this. Every time, bless his heart, he has a feeding tube in his nose. And that's been her big thing that she sees every time, is Bubba has a boo-boo in his nose. But she is so helpful. She tries so hard to bring me everything that I need. She'll ask me, Mommy, do you need help with Bubba? But she tries so hard. She don't really understand this hospital trip, why she can't come see him, because it has gotten a whole lot more serious than the first one. Our first hospital trip back in September, she was actually able to come in and see him and kind of visit us and everything. And this time they've kind of held her off and not really allowed her to be in the hospital with us.
I know that's very difficult for her at her age to understand, but I do have what's called the Cool Kid Award on the Mark White Show, and I really would like to recognize Avery with the Cool Kid Award for her being so generous with her time and loving her mommy and helping you take care of things. I think it's really important to recognize her today.
That would be so awesome. Thank you. That is so awesome.
Well, I hope she likes that.
She will, and I'll make sure to tell her and let her know.
That's great. So right now, being on the waiting list, I know there's a lot of pressure there, and you hope that this happens sooner than later. And you've had support from family and friends?
Yes, we have such an amazing support system. Our friends, our family, we have a huge family, and they have all, I don't want to say fight, but I'm going to use it for a lack of better words, they have all fought over who is going to help and donate and test to give this baby a liver. But we have a great support system. I cannot be more thankful for the people that we have around us.
Of course, with the liver donation, unlike maybe a kidney donation or pancreas, somebody can give a piece of their liver, and that can be satisfactory for the donation, correct?
Yes, actually. We are given a little bit of time with his levels and everything being as high as they are, just to see where we are on the deceased donor list and see if we can kind of get one off of there first. But if this process kind of prolongs a little bit, we're going to do some testing, and we do have a couple family candidates that are willing to try to test and give a piece of their liver.
Oh, wow. You know, for people to step up like that, that's really important that they show that much kindness toward your baby and your family. That really means a lot, I know.
Oh, it's a different feeling of, like, you get help every day with numerous amounts of things. But getting help with something as much as your child's life, that's a lot. And I've had people that I don't even know offer and be willing to test. And it's crazy the amount of generosity that comes together when a baby or a child needs something.
What do you say to people like that who you do not know and they're offering a part of their body, an important part of their body, for your child?
Honestly, it's hard to do, but politely decline. I don't want anybody else having to, outside of our family. I understand in our family that we could navigate and kind of work around those terms and everything, but for the donor as well, it would be a big change in their life too. They're going to have to undergo the surgery and everything. So if it's not somebody that I know I can stay in touch with and I could personally help after the surgery and everything, they typically kind of understand once I kind of explain the means that we would have to take to do the testing, and they would have to stick around and be close to him and everything. So most people are really generous and understanding when we start kind of really getting in depth with the details of what it takes to actually give the liver.
A lot of sacrifice, but I know that your baby deserves that, deserves the best quality of life, and that's what your pursuit is right now. I know when you're dealing with those who are involved with the medical side of things, that they want to take care of your child. You obviously want to, and it's just remarkable to me every time I hear of someone who is willing to donate in that way. At the very minimum, the fact that they do not know you and they want to make this sacrifice for someone they don't know, but they know it's for a worthy cause. They know it's for a baby who they want, obviously, to have a healthy and long life.
Oh, yeah. It makes you realize. It changes your outlook on absolutely everything.
Sarah, if you will, stick with me and we'll start another segment. And in the next segment, let's talk about, you talked about your support system of family and friends. Let's talk about how listeners maybe can help moving forward, okay?
Okay, yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Sarah Miller, and we're talking about her little baby Morgan, who has been battling a biliary atresia, and we want to help this family however we can. I wanted you as a listener today, first off, to be aware, and Sarah did too. She wanted to bring an awareness to this battle that they have with biliary atresia with Morgan, and maybe it's something you haven't heard of before, but you may have it come across your path. I just want you to be aware of what this is as we help this family during this time. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. A little
land, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to Sarah Miller, and we are talking about her baby, Morgan. We've talked about Avery, who's 2 years old, that's being a very special sister to Morgan as he's battling biliary atresia. Sarah wanted to bring an awareness to biliary atresia, and you may not have heard of this before. I had not, but it can happen, and if you hear about it, you can now know that there's another family that is going through this. They've had the experience, and that may be a way that gives you peace of mind knowing what you're facing moving forward. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
No, thank you. Honestly, if you are a praying person, good vibes, whatever you believe in, we need them. I don't want to ask for anything right now other than major prayers, because we're right in the middle of things that we're really just in a waiting game.
Has faith always been an important part of your life, Sarah?
Oh, a big part. My husband, his poppy, and his Mimi preaches at Samaria Baptist Church in Jasper, Alabama. So we've always been very religious family. And my grandmother also, she was a preacher at Williams Chapel in Jasper, Alabama. So both sides come from major line of religious family. So whatever you believe in, prayers, good vibes, happiness, send them this baby's way.
I think it's so important that we offer whatever support we can. And prayer, I was telling somebody the other day as we were talking about the show that a lot of people simply ask for prayers. Families like yours, Sarah, will, a bottom line, we want prayers. We want that type of support. And, of course, I'm more than willing through the Mark White Show to ask for prayers for baby Morgan or whoever is going through something that's very difficult in their life like this. And I know that if you have that faith, that's very important for Morgan's healing to get better and to have the quality of life that you hope he will.
Very much. I would say that that's gotten me through majority of this time.
I imagine that hospital can be a lonely place, even though you have nurses coming in, but you have maybe a little love seat or a recliner that you can sit in, and it's not a very cozy place to be.
Oh, yeah, but they do a fabulous job here at trying to make you feel at home, doing anything, offering anything that they can to help.
Well, and we want to make sure that we stay connected with you, Sarah, as Morgan takes the next step, whatever that step is in this process, because I know from day to day you have various things that come up. As you mentioned, the doctors don't necessarily know sometimes what to do, and so there's a lot of unknowns moving forward.
I'm sorry, but that is really, I was just going to think on that. That's really the main thing that is so scary about all this is we have our GI and our transplant team come in every day that we're here and kind of speak to us and stuff. And a lot of these things that we're all talking about, we're kind of finding out together and finding out what we're going to do next together and what they kind of think and what we think too. So it's really an experimental process right now. And that's where I'm really having to trust God that he knows the outcome.
It sounds like you have a good team that's wanting to help however they can.
Yes, and the whole entire transplant team and GI team of Children's of Alabama have been so incredible to us. Like, I have never met such a more kind and helpful group of people.
That's awesome. I like hearing that because we want families who are in children's type of hospitals to have that type of support for their babies. And I was there not too long ago with another little boy that we care about and had to go through brain surgery, and he's doing well today. Had stitches the last time I saw him at Christmas, but he's healing up fine. So I know that children's experience, and they do a good job there at Children's Hospital.
They really do. And I love, one of the most humbling things is walking around this hospital and speaking to other parents. And I've come across so many families that have been here for months and months. And it just really gives you something to be thankful for being here.
You bring up a good point because I know that you connect with a lot of families there, and I would say that it becomes a very close-knit group, doesn't it?
Very much. You walk around and you have friends here that you don't even realize. I will walk to the elevator, go grab a drink or something, and I'll have a friend by the time I make it back to my room. It's the nicest place. It's a terrible place to be, but it's a very, very amazing group of people here.
I want to give a shout out to all those who are working with your family and all the families who are there who are hoping and praying that their child can get through whatever the struggle is. And right now, of course, with Morgan's situation, there are unknowns, but you're going to have a lot of prayers, I know, coming your way and to your family. Thanks to Mark White Show listeners, because I do have a great audience of people that really do care about families like yours, Sarah.
And I appreciate you having me on here and everything, because if I can get a little bit of awareness out to this, I feel like I've done a little bit of a justice for him.
I totally agree. And biliary atresia, that's two new words of the day for Mark White Show listeners, biliary atresia. To find out more about that, you talked about Googling, and there are some scary things that you could read, I'm sure, if you go venturing out into the world of internet.
Oh, very much. But I tell you what, if I wouldn't have Googled and I wouldn't have found that first word of liver failure, I would have never known about this.
How about that? Wow. So some good came out of that.
Very much. It was a very scary term to see, being 2 weeks out of the hospital with your baby being liver failure, and it actually ended up being that. But I'm just glad that we have a name to it. We have a cause. We have treatments now. We have a road that we're actually being able to go on.
Exactly. And again, folks, the Miller family wants your prayers for baby Morgan. Pray for Avery, too, this 2-year-old, the older sister who is so supportive. She is our Cool Kid Award winner from the Mark White Show. Congratulations to Avery on being the recipient of the Cool Kid Award. Sarah, I look forward to hearing her response to this.
That's so awesome. I will try to record one and send it to you.
That'll be perfect. I love it. I love being able to do that because it's special for the kids who are working so hard, and they have to go through a lot too. The siblings, I know it can be difficult for them, and it's just something special
really
to recognize them.
Such a great job.
That's awesome.
She's the best Big Sissy. And if you would like to follow his story, keep up with him, we do have a Facebook page that I've been posting.
What's the Facebook page, Sarah?
It's Morgan's Journey with Biliary Atresia.
Great. Biliary Atresia, B-I-L-I-A-R-Y, Atresia, A-T-R-E-S-I-A, correct?
It is.
All right. So that's Baby Morgan's Journey with Biliary Atresia?
It is, yes.
Okay, folks, you can follow the page there and get updates from Sarah and find out how Baby Morgan is doing. Again, Sarah, thank you for joining me here on the show today. I appreciate your willingness to share about Baby Morgan, bringing awareness to Biliary Atresia.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I love that I got to tell you guys about it.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Mama Sarah here as she takes care of Baby Morgan and Baby Avery, young toddler Avery, excuse me. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.